This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In recent visits, we've noted the dialogue between Gideon, the angel of the Lord, in Judges 6. When Gideon finally comes to know he is dealing with God, he listens clearly to what the Lord says. God tells him to tear down his father's altar to Baal, as well as cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then he is to build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height. Using the wood of the Asherah pole that was cut down, Gideon was to offer the second bull from his father's herd as a burnt offering. Gideon did what he was told to do. He did it at night because he was afraid, knowing this would cause a stir in his town. Sure enough, the next morning the community discovered the altar to Baal broken down and a new altar erected to replace it. Within moments, Gideon was identified as the culprit, and his life threatened. But his father interceded for him. Having weathered that threat, Gideon was confronted with a greater threat. The Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples were ready to attack Israel. Judges 6:34 says, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet," his way of calling his people to arms. Note the word "then." Gideon did what he was told, but that was not enough to go into battle to beat the enemy. He needed the presence of God. He needed the Holy Spirit to come upon him. Sometimes God gives us an anointing without our asking. He looks for a submissive, obedient person and anoints them. At other times, he waits for us to ask for it. Either way, it's essential if we are to have courage and confidence to overcome whatever enemy we might be facing.